Hi, guys.
Hello, 大家好。我是木木，欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
Hey, guys, it's Oday. How are you guys doing?
Okay, let me reply for our audience. We are good.
Yeah, because you love me. Okay. Did you guys just listen to that song, the Bob Dylan song? It's knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Of course, I heard about the song.
It's so emotional.
Do you love the song?
I really like it. It's such a great song. And what makes it a great song is that Bob Dylan is such an amazing songwriter and such a great singer.
对啊，毕竟他是获得过这个诺贝尔奖的男人。After all, he won the Nobel Prize.
I cannot believe he won a Nobel Prize. Oh my god.
Well, speaking of the song, 说到这首歌 I got a little bit confused about the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
就是我不太确定他到底唱的是 knocking heaven's door 还是 knocking on the heaven's door. Because, you know, there is a big difference between these two sentences.
Yeah.For me as well, first time I heard it, I thought he was saying knocking heaven's door.
Yeah.
And that's completely wrong. Like, let's say knocking on heaven's door means to just give slight taps. You know, xiang, is that how you say it? To give it slight taps, you know, to warn the people inside the room that you want to come in or something like that. A polite, formal way.
So this 带有介词 on 的，比如说这个 knock on 就是指的敲门。那我知道这个 knock at 也可以指敲门。What's the difference between the two phrases?
There isn't any differences.
Knock at 和 knock on 都可以表示敲门。
There is a difference between knock at and knock. You know, knock on and knock at is the same thing, but there's a difference between knock on and knocking heaven's door.
You get confused, right?
Yeah, it's.
So without the preposition, the meaning will change.
Yeah.Knocking heaven's door means something else completely. Do you know a SWAT team?
它的全称就是 Special Weapons and Tactics.
Yes, SWAT, Special Weapons and Tactics.
反恐特警。So why you mention this?
Let's say you're a drug dealer.
Let's say.
The SWAT will knock the door.
Knock the door.
They will break the door.
Break the door.
Knock the door means you're gonna break the door. When someone tells you, knock that door, knock the door, knock that door, knock this door, something like that. That means you're breaking the door. Doesn't mean you're giving it slight taps.
所以就是我们如果不加上这个介词 on, 直接说 knock the door, 它的意思就完全不一样了。就像 Ode 刚刚提到这个反恐特警一样，就使劲的砸门，破门而入的感觉。就像是 break the door, right?
Yeah.
So, but Dave, did you know that you can use the word knock in different contexts than the other two you just explained?
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Like what? Can you give me an example of it?
Of course, I can give you more than one.
Whoa.
所以今天呢，要和大家分享一些和 knock 有关的表达。大家感兴趣可以分享给你身边的朋友们。如果你想要收看这期节目的详细版笔记，欢迎大家在微信或者是微博搜索关注“早安英文”，私信回复。开门两个字就可以了。So the first example on using knock is don't knock it until you try it.
Don't knock it. What does that mean? What does that mean?
就是我先用中文来解释一下，就是没有尝试之前先不要下定论。This expression means don't judge something until you try it.
Whoa, I've never...
I'm so deep.
Yeah, you really gave me a word, like don't knock it until you try it. Like...Don't knock cheese tea until you try it.
Okay, you still don't let the cheese tea go.
No, I'm never gonna let the cheese tea go.
好，就是没有尝这个 cheese tea 之前呢 ，Ode 是不会下任何定论的。But you still don't like it. You don't want to try it.
I'm still not into the idea of drinking cheese tea, but who knows?
Oh yes, who knows?
God.
我们刚刚讲的第一个就是 don't knock it until you try it, 就是不尝试之前不要下定论，属于一个 slang, 对吧？
slang, yeah.
Slang, 这个词还有很多 verbal phrases. Now, can you guess the meaning of knocking someone up?
Oh, I've heard this a lot in TV shows and movies. I already know what this means. This means to make someone pregnant, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Well, I didn't know this was a common phrase.
It is such a common phrase. And I think in America, but I think in TV shows and in movies, it's so common. Like, you might hear the phrase, I'm gonna knock her up, or he knocked me up, or something like that. It does not mean that he slapped her in the face so hard that
Okay.
She fainted.
所以在这个美国的俚语当中啊，这个 knock somebody up 就是使某人怀孕。刚刚对说了，这是在一些 American TV show、or TV series、就是在电视剧里面出现的比较多。Like, for example, don't knock her up.
Yeah,
不要让她怀孕了。
Yeah, exactly.
Be careful.
Don't knock her up, man. Oh, shit. If you knock her up, you're dead. But no, there's like another meaning to knock her up. Yeah, the other meaning is, I'll give you a sentence. Maybe you can guess, all right?
Okay.
Hey, Mumu,、would you mind knocking me up at about 5 o'clock in the morning tomorrow?
I don't think I can. Sorry.
What do you think? You know what it even means.
So it's just wake me up at 5 o'clock. I never get up at 5 o'clock.
他真的很聪明啊。
对，所以 I can't say that. But 刚刚 Ode 说啊，请你在明天早上5点钟敲门把我喊醒好吗？所以啊、knock somebody up 还有一个意思就是 wake somebody up.
Yeah, but that's an uncommon phrase. If you hear、knock somebody up and if he's talking in an American accent, that means he's gonna make you pregnant. So please be careful.
对，大家用的时候要小心了，毕竟这两个意思差距还是挺大的。 OK, but let's back to the sentence. If you wake me up at 5 o'clock, if you did this, then、I will knock you out.
Holy shit. Mumu's like such a serious face right now. She's like seriously serious.
I am a serious person.
But yeah, Mumu, you just used the word or the phrase knock you out.
Knock you out.
Can you explain what that means?
Can you explain this phrase to me?
All right, sure, sure. Knock you out means like, if I'm gonna hit you、so hard, let's say in the face, that I'm gonna make you unconscious.
You punch me so hard, right?
Yeah, I punch you so hard in the face. Or I slap you, you know? Whatever suits you.
就是很揍某人，就是 to knock somebody out.
Yeah.
Like beat somebody.
This phrase is so commonly used in boxing matches.
就是在打拳击的时候用的比较多。If someone hits someone so hard,、you can say knock him out so hard.
Yeah, so for example, in a boxing match, you might say,、the boxer knocked out his opponent in the third round.
对，比如说在我们看拳击比赛的时候，这个裁判员可能就说，这个拳击手在第三轮击败了他的对手，这个 opponent 就是 rival.
Yeah.
The third round 就是第三轮。
Yeah, that's so fast, like, oh my god.
Then you should learn Chinese harder.
我的中文比你的中文好得多。
Yeah, much better.
Oh yeah, see, right now.、Yeah, so...
So, this podcast is going well, full of information.
Knock on
wood. What do you think?
Knock on wood.
Excuse me?
Knock on wood.
Excuse me?
Knock on wood is a phrase that's really common in the Middle East.
Okay.
Or it's used, I think it's used also in Europe. It's used as a superstition.
就是很迷信的一种表达 superstition.
So when you're like something is suspiciously going well, like this broadcast, it always goes like really bad, but sometimes, oh wow, sometimes it really goes well.
Okay.
Then we say knock on wood. So you have to knock on wood, any wood that you find.
To get your luck back.
Yeah, you have to have 3 knocks.
Oh, 3 knocks. And I heard Jack said this one day when he's coughing. We ask him, are you getting a cold?He said, I hope not, knock on wood. And
yeah.
It means good luck, right?
Yeah, that's how it's used. Oh, I'm really surprised he knows it. So, as I told you, it's really common in the Middle East, and it's already common in Europe.
就是这个表达在中东啊和在欧洲都用的比较多。Now it's a common expression.
Yeah, let's say if you're... I'm going to give you one phrase. I think you guys are going to love it.、Let's say you're going to an exam. You say, oh, this exam is going really well. And then you have to say, oh, knock on wood. You have to knock on wood.
Wish us luck.
Yeah, you wish yourself luck. And you know, it's really stupid, but it works sometimes, I think.
Yeah, sometimes it works.
Sometimes it works.
虽然很迷信，但是呢，有些时候不得不说，好像还是有点作用的。那么今天呢，我和Ode分享了小词 knock 以及它的一些表达。其实呢，我们除了每周一到周五有更新免费的音频节目之外呢，同时也为大家精心制作了付费的课程。如果大家想要更加系统的学习和提高自己的英文，可以在我们的微信公众号早安英文私信回复会员两个字就可以了解详情了。
Wow, that's all for today, guys. I really hope that you enjoyed today's broadcast, and you know that I love you, and I think Mumu loves you as well.
Thank you, guys, so much for listening our podcast.
Yeah, I am Olde.
我是Mumu. 下期见.
Bye.
Bye-bye.